Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks everyone for joining us. You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name's Colin Stauffer. I am the host of the show today. I'm not only the host, but I'm also an entrepreneur and author. I'm also a licensed financial advisor, which means when we talk about financial topics, we can cover just about all of it. As we go through this, please remember this is a show. We want you to learn and grow and have something a little bit more than you had before, meaning this is informational, not financial advice for your specific circumstances. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for our Red Rock Retirement TV, where we talk about similar topics and making sure that you guys are successful. Or you can join us at one of our live events, which you can find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague and co-host, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here, Colby.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby's going to be reading your questions, and I'll do my very best to answer them. Send us your questions about retirement right now. The email is questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Hey, Colin, our financial life has gotten more complicated as we've aged. How do we keep it all organized and avoid missing something important?
I think I've shared this story before, but I love it because this comes up a lot. So one time I had a client come into my office, or someone who was thinking about working with us, and he brought in this garbage liner box, and we opened up the box and I was like, what is this? Why are we here? What is in here? And he's like, this is my statements. This is my retirement plan. I'm like, man, we got to solve this. He had like 30 different accounts across, it feels like the country, but not only him. I had another client who had 20 different accounts for just him, not even his wife included. I have another one. She's like, hey, I think I have this account. It's got some specific stock. Can you help me find it? Yeah, okay, let's find it. Well, because she had a bunch of things, every time we sat down with her, there's always a new account or a new property that she tells me about. She's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you about this. Oh, and this. Oh, hey, 6 months later, hey, I think I have this as well. Can you help me find this as well? Well, going back to that stock account, she's like, yeah, I think I got like $10,000 to $15,000 in it. Well, we go and we start doing some investigating. We find out where it is. We start making the phone calls and we're tracking it down. And the guy on the phone, he won't give us very much information. But what he does is he says, hey, we sent you an email a few months back. If you look at that email, that's the amount of shares you have. And this is roughly how much each share is worth. According to this guy on the email, she had 35,000 shares at $340 a share. This is wild. This is like stuff you hear on the radio or you hear on the internet. Well, this is true. Like I'm telling you, I experienced this firsthand. She had millions and millions of dollars that she had no clue was there because her life was a little bit too complicated and she kept bringing stuff over. And so we found this asset and we got to talking and she was talking with me, my team, and we have a good relationship. And her husband had bought this stock many years ago when it was really cheap and it split and it's grown and grown and grown. She didn't really believe us that there's millions and millions of dollars. I still don't think she believes us. But that didn't matter to her when we were telling her about this money. She was a widow. And what mattered the most to her, she's like, it's great that he bought this and I have this now. But boy, would I give it away if he were here again. The finances matter. Putting them together and simplifying it, it does matter. But if we're so focused on the finances that we don't focus on the relationships, I just don't think there's a point. I really don't. Like, she really hit me hard when she said that. And I was like, God dang, I work way too much for my clients and I don't spend enough time creating memories. Now, when I'm home, I'm home. When I'm with my kids, I am with my kids. I'm with my wife. But I want more experience because time's passing me by. My kids are getting bigger and bigger every single day. And your grandkids, look at it that way. Your kids are getting older and they still need you. Your adult kids, they still need you. Your spouse, they want you to be in the house. They want to be around you. Or at least we hope they want that. Hopefully you have good relationships. If not, let's fix them. The finances should not be your priority. Your priority should be making sure that your family life, your life that you want to live is in the right place, set up the right way. Let us solve your financial life. let us make sure you're successful financially. Don't spend the extra, I mean, to do it right, I think you should be spending 10 to 20 hours a week doing the research and figuring out the stocks. And that's like in a simple way of doing it. That's not a lot of time. I mean, I spend every day doing this, day and night and weekends. My wife hates it. I mean, we talked about how much I work too much, and my team, we love it. We love crunching the numbers. We love making sure that people's dreams in retirement absolutely come true. They become reality. They're not dreams anymore. Don't focus on the finances when you can have somebody in your back pocket, somebody in your corner, making sure that you're successful with them. Someone you trust. And that's key. You know, you can have somebody who knows everything and is the smartest guy in the world, but if they're not trustworthy, poof, you got to get away from that person. I don't care how smart you are. You got to be trustworthy before you're smart. I'd rather take the dumbest trustworthy guy than I take the most knowledgeable, non-trustworthy person. Okay. But you need both. And that's what I'm trying to say. And so take the time to get things simplified. But when I say that, I really mean hire the right person to help you simplify your financial plan, help you simplify retirement. Whether that's saying, hey, I've got rental properties and I've got 10 of them and I have to manage these guys and all these properties and get renters and whatnot. Well, maybe that's what we're talking about. And we're saying, hey, let's simplify. Maybe we do hire a management company. Maybe you do keep managing it, but we put some automations in there. Maybe, you know, it's about 50 different stock accounts and stocks here and stocks there. I've got some all over the board. And well, it doesn't matter where they're at. I mean, if you have specific stocks, like if you have Apple stock here or over here, it doesn't matter where it is. It's the same risk. Now, there might be a little bit of risk that business going under, but you still own that Apple share or shares. And now I'm not telling you to buy Apple stock, right? But I'm just saying as an example, like this is something that a lot of people come in and be like, well, I'm diversified. I'm in Charles Schwab and Fidelity and Vanguard and T. Rowe Price and you name it, it's somewhere. That's not true diversification. Because again, if one of these companies go under, like you still own the share, they're just holding it for you. So consolidating is really powerful. Making sure that you have somebody who can see your full financial picture matters, and you can see everything that you have and how it works together or works against each other. And we don't want that. We want to make sure everything's working smoothly. You know, there's three attributes in finance that a financial vehicle can have, but you only get to choose up to two of those attributes at any given time. And sometimes you only get one. Those attributes are safety, growth, and liquidity. Pick two, pick one, but you can't have all three. Well, if all of your assets have growth and liquidity, but you have no safety, and you don't know that because you have 50 different accounts across the board, that's a problem. But if you're too safe and you're getting no growth, you're safe and you're liquid, you got money at the bank, pretty much is what I'm saying. And all your money is at the bank, it's not growing, keeping up with inflation. I'm losing value on my dollar every single day. That's not safe either. That's not a good plan. Like, that's the key. We want to make sure everything's working together. And sometimes that means consolidating. Sometimes that says we should keep our rentals or not keep our rentals and the tax implications, yada, yada, yada on that too. Like taxes, we love talking about taxes, even though other people hate talking about taxes. We'll talk about taxes all day and night, as long as I can reduce them, which I typically can because I hate them. I want to pay my fair share, no more, no less. Uncle Sam's got two hands in my pocket. I just want to take one out, no more, no less. Well, if I can get less legally, then I will. That's where we start talking about tax planning with all this. And maybe we do have a lot of IRAs across the board and we forgot about a couple of them and I miss my RMD, my required minimum distribution. Well, that's a problem because the IRS is going to come back and penalize me and they're going to keep a lot of my money that they shouldn't have. There's so much more than just saying, oh yeah, it's over here and here and here. Like, there's so much more risk than you would realize by not having some simplicity. You don't have to do it alone. You should never have to do it alone. There's professionals, there are way too many professionals in the financial world that are willing to help you. The key is getting the right one for you. Personality, knowledge, trustworthiness. These are some of the things you should be looking at. And if your guy or girl hasn't been helping you with these things, that might not be the right person for you in the retirement side. Maybe they've done a great job with you on the accumulation side and you've worked really hard growing this nest egg, but maybe that's what they are. They're accumulation. They're a growth advisor, whereas you're now in the phase of distribution. wealth preservation. Maybe it's leaving your money to your kids. That's different strategies. All three of those are different strategies. You need someone who deals in retirement specifically, who will help you with each of these different strategies and what you want and you need and what your goals are in retirement. The other thing I want to point out is I answered a question earlier about spousal planning. If you've got 10 different accounts across 10 different places, you know how difficult it would be for my wife to try and find all those accounts? She'd probably bring me back from the dead just to smack me again for how difficult I made her life financially. She doesn't like talking about finances. A lot of the wives out there, they don't want to talk about this stuff. And if you've got 10 different accounts with 10 different financial advisors, that's complicated. That's not worth it. You want to put your money where your money's best treated. So let's treat it right and put it in the right place and make sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, getting all three of those attributes of safety, growth, and liquidity. Timing matters so much more than we realize. What we're doing with the money, where the money is at, it matters. We should be looking at income strategies, tax strategies, healthcare strategies, estate planning strategies. We should be looking at risk as well as we go through this process. We want to make sure we have a bucket for income. We have a bucket for long-term, for our estate if that's what we want, or healthcare if that's what we want. Maybe we use an annuity for guaranteed income. I don't know if we should do that, but it's an option. Making sure that everything works together is what we're talking about here. By doing this early on in the planning process, it will reduce the headache. It will reduce the risk, because that is a risk. By having too much complication, that's so risky. It doesn't need to be complicated. My plan does not need to be complicated. I don't need this really sophisticated, crazy investment that I can't even understand unless I read a 500-page novel about it. Finance doesn't need to be overly complicated. Do the right strategies and winning strategies, but simplify it. Simplify everything that's happening in your financial life while you go into retirement. It really matters. And having somebody who will go through every single aspect of your financial life, so powerful. You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo. Present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.